The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This is Who's Right, the podcast, with Anthony and Doug. This is a show where two people argue. The purpose of this show is to spark conversations. With that in mind, the opinions expressed may or may not be that of Doug or Anthony's. See if you can pick up on which one of us is bullshitting, or don't. We don't give a shit. But please, visit our Facebook page and click the like button. Our insecurities need the validation. Now let's get on with the show.
So today we wanted to talk about something real important. I think
you say that every fucking time.
I know, but this time it's super important. I'm about sick and fucking tired of this Groundhog Day shit. And I think it's time to, as a country, move past it. We need to say no more Groundhog Day.
Yeah. It's not my holiday.
It's not my president. So, now, I got a letter the other day from my kid's school. And this part is serious. They've been talking about it on Facebook for a while. We got a letter, and the teachers have voted to strike. They voted to say, yes, we're going to strike, and they're setting a date to strike, and if they don't have negotiations by that point, my kids aren't going to be in school
anymore. What are they asking for?
They've decided they're going to shut the school down. They don't have enough subs to keep it open.
What are the teachers asking for? What are the teachers asking for the third fucking time?
I was getting to that.
Open your fucking ears, jackass.
So, my first inclination is to say, yes, they should strike no matter what. And then I decided, you know what? I better look into seeing what they wanted. So, what the teachers wanted was a 2.5% raise, if I'm correct. And what the school board offered was 1%. And the teachers came back with 1.7% raise for over a 2-year contract. And the school board said, no, the best they can do is 1%. So I did a little reading and the number came up. It was over the course of 2 years, it'll be about $180,000 is the total amount that would cover the difference between what the teachers were settling for and what the school board offered. First, I'd like to know what you think about teachers going on strike, and then maybe this in particular. Generally,
I think that teachers, like any other employee, they have a contract, right?
Yeah.
And when that contract comes up, they renegotiate the terms of the contract. And if they can't come to an agreement, then there's a work stoppage. And I think that teachers are right for wanting to strike. In this case, though, I don't know that I agree with it.
Why is that?
So I don't know that. So, of course, teachers ultimately teach as a way to make a living.
Well,
but
yeah,
I think it takes a special kind of person to teach. It's a lot of work on your own time, and you have to really enjoy being around a bunch of heathens. And yep. I don't know that you make enough money teaching. I don't believe that they make enough money anyway. just across the board.
I agree.
So with all that being said, we're from Illinois. Illinois has no money right now. And I think that they were probably lucky to even get any kind of raise offered to them.
Okay.
I think if they can go on, normally you go on strike because the company that you're going on strike against has the money to pay you, and they just want to hold on to it. And I don't think that's the case. I think that Illinois has no money. I think we know that. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
So you're trying to get money where there is no money.
All right. To answer that, the administration building for the school and the bus barn, it's all kind of together. They just recently moved it. I don't know, 6 months ago or whatever. They moved it from one location to a quite a bit bigger, nicer location. But they kept the old location, and it's sitting empty. And the lawn maintenance looks good. They're keeping up on it. So they somehow found the money to keep up payments and taxes and everything on two properties, one of which is sitting empty.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yes.
So you know that everything is paid up? I mean, are you assuming it, or do you know it?
I guess I don't know what you mean. You mean, are they behind on their bills?
Yeah.
I guess I can't know that. No. But I know they have two administration buildings, and one of them sits empty. I have to assume that they're paying for it, right? I mean, that would be a good assumption, don't you think?
No, I
you think they're just letting it go to the bank?
All right. So whether they are or they aren't, to me, is irrelevant in this conversation. So the school board, or I guess the school district, gets their money from the state of Illinois, correct?
Yes.
All right. How long? So we're going to veer around like we always do whenever you start babbling. You need to quit drinking when you do this show. So you think they should go on strike because the grass gets mowed at the old bus barn?
That's stance. Hold on, don't misquote me. I think they should go on strike because I think that anytime anybody has a chance to go on strike, they should. I think we should have a wildcat strike in the whole country right now. That's just the kind of person I am. I want to strike. Fuck it, strike.
You just don't want to go to work.
Why you gotta call me out on that shit, dude? Come on.
Let's say that all the listeners went on strike, but nobody noticed. 4 people across the country don't show up for work Monday. So if everybody went on strike, as you're proposing, I assume you're being serious.
Halfway.
All right. So I'm not even going to address what you said.
No, I understand that if everybody went on strike, nothing would happen. I mean, we would come to a standstill.
Why do people go on strike?
Because they don't feel like they're being paid fairly for the work that they do.
All right. So let's pretend that you work at a company that is bankrupt.
Okay.
They have claimed bankruptcy. And you really enjoy your job. You went to school to do this job. You enjoy the people that you work with. You love your job. And that company, like I said, they go bankrupt. If you and the rest of the workers that work there decide that you're going to go on strike to get an extra, it doesn't matter if it's, in this case, it doesn't matter if it's 2% or 20%. I don't think that they're being greedy by asking for an extra percent. But I think that it's just the wrong time. There's no money to be had.
So that argument, in my mind, maybe I look at it wrong. In my mind, that argument doesn't hold water. So you want them to do their job, but you don't want to pay them enough. That's the whole argument whether the money comes from here, comes from there, whatever. You want them to do their job, but you don't want to pay them to do it.
So I didn't say I didn't want to pay them. What I said was, so if they want to do their job and they don't want to do it for what that school district is offering, then move to another state that has money.
And
There's no money to be had.
Okay, and so there's when no that money happens, to give them. What do you think would happen to my school district if all the teachers said we can't work here? Do you think that would be better or worse than a strike?
I'm not following what you're saying.
If all the teachers said we can't work here because we don't make enough money, and they all left, would that, for my kids, for the school district, would that be better or worse than a strike?
Of course it would be worse, but what the fuck does that matter? That's not what you're talking about. We're talking about teachers striking, not what's best for your kids. Fuck, you're going off on a tangent again.
You're trying to say that they should just do their job and shut up is what your argument is. That was not my argument at all. What?
That was not my argument at all.
That's exactly what you said. If they don't want to do their job and just take what they're given, then they can just go somewhere else.
No, what I said was there is no money to give them.
But that's not true. We just went over this.
Oh, because there's an extra bus barn in your neighborhood. That means there's money to pay, what'd you say, $100,000?
$180,000 like over 2 years.
$200,000?
Over 2 years, $180,000.
So I'd be interested to find out if, because I don't think they'll go on strike. I think that I'd be interested to find out if there's like maybe a 0.25% raise this year and then a big raise next year when they get the budget figured out.
But that's the thing is that they won't get the budget figured out. You can just say, yeah, okay, I'll go back to work and I'll get my, they'll catch up with me when they get the budget figured out. What'll happen is the state says, oh, good, they wipe the sweat off their brow, and then they go back to doing exactly what they're doing. So next year, they never catch up with you.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. But either way, there's still no money to give them now.
We've already been through this twice now, I think. Three times. If there are two administration buildings,
is Illinois broke?
One of them is sitting empty, and they are paying.
So that's your basis? That's your basis to go on strike? Because it's, and you don't even know that it's fact what they're paying. They could have gotten a buy from the city or something. You have no idea. Your
basis for them not going on strike is because there's no money. And you are making an assumption that there's no money. How do you know?
I think you can look everywhere and see that Illinois is bankrupt. They haven't even reached a budget yet, right?
So then the teachers should just shut up and get back to work.
So I don't think they should. I said they should shut up. I said that there's no money
to give
them.
So then what should they do?
What should they do? So I was going to try to be funny and say, like, get a part-time job or something. But
They should strike, is what they should do.
Just the same as me. And what good is that going to do? It's not going to do any good for the. It's not going to do any good for the teachers. It's not going to do any good for the kids. It's not going to do any good for the city.
I think it's going to do. If it's done right, I think it would do wonders for the kids. It's going to do good things for my kids. It's going to teach my kids a lesson. There's a lesson there. You don't just give in. You don't just say, okay, we'll wait till next year when you guys decide to throw us more breadcrumbs. You don't do that. I told when
right.
They,
so you go on strike and you stop these kids' education, and you wait for money that
when,
isn't
when
there.
They go on strike, when they're picketing, me and my kids and my wife are going to go picket with them, and we are going to bring them donuts and give them support and coffee and everything that they need. And my kids are going to see that, and they're going to learn a lesson from an important lesson.
How many people in your city do you think are like that?
There's four people in my family, so four.
How many people do you think in your city, because you said you've seen it all over Facebook, how many people in your city do you think are aligned with your way of thinking?
Not very many.
Oh, okay. Well, that takes away
my most of the comments I see on Facebook are the teachers are already overpaid. They should just shut up and get back to work.
Yeah, so like I said before, I don't think the teachers are overpaid at all. I don't think they make enough. Like it or not, when you send your kids to school, the teachers interact with the kids more than you do. They should be the ones that are making, you know, it should be very hard to be a teacher, and you should be well compensated for it.
People should be scrambling to be teachers because the money's so good, I think. The comment that bugs me the most, I suppose, is that, you know, well, there's a couple of them. There was a comment on there. Somebody said, you know, well, I make $10 an hour and you make more than that, so I don't care about you, basically, was the comment. You know, and that's just, it's almost like people, like I always say, it's a race to the bottom. You know what I mean? You can't ever want better for somebody else. You know, when we want better for other people, we're wanting better for the whole society. You know what I mean? And nobody thinks like that anymore. It doesn't seem like.
Right. So generally, I think why you and I argue so much is we both, I believe, have the same fundamental beliefs. Where we differ is how we get there. You look at strictly the end result, that teachers should be paid what they're worth. And I agree with you. Teachers should be paid what they're worth.
Everything else is incidental.
Everything else is the fucking concept of our show, you jackass.
It's all incidental. How we get there, who gives a fuck? They should make more money. That's it. You worry about the how as you're doing it. As you're going on strike, you just make it happen. The more you right. sit and think about it and think about it and think about it and wait for somebody to hand you more breadcrumbs, you're never going to get anywhere.
Right. And if you go on strike against a company that has admitted they are bankrupt, you get nothing. You get less than nothing. You get strike pay.
I disagree.
You get strike pay.
Well, yeah, until your union runs out of strike pay money, I guess. I never been on strike, but I can't help but look back at when a strike, it actually worked. I mean, the strikes worked, you know, because if you worked at a company and your company went on strike and you were one of those guys that said, no, I'm going to go to work, you got your fucking ass beat. You know what I mean? And I'm okay with that. I think that's fucking great.
Yeah, and so I think ultimately it's a great concept. I kind of wonder if I would have ever crossed a picket line. Because, I mean, so I do believe companies prey on that somebody has the same feelings I do, where they put my family ahead of what's good for the hundreds of other people that are affected. Yeah. And, you know, my family in the short term versus everybody's family in the long yep. term. But yeah, it's still something you weigh when you're providing for your family and you know that if you aren't working for 3 or 6 months or whatever it is, that your family's going to go through a very, very hard time. It weighs on you. And I don't know. I don't know if I would ever cross the picket line. I'd like to think that I wouldn't, but I think I might put the needs of my family ahead of the needs of other families, which is a shitty thing to say. But
the point is that you even said it yourself. It's the short term needs of your family, because in the long term,
right,
family would
be better off. I understand what I'm saying. You know, you got to go through a struggle to get what's deserved. I understand that. But going back to what we were originally talking about, if you're going on strike against a company that has no money, you're going to lose. And the company's going to lose. And in this case, the kids are going to lose. And I just realized that we've been talking for quite some time, and I have yet to call your mother a whore.
I don't have a comeback. I wasn't expecting that. Damn it.
If I wanted a comeback, I'd just wipe your mom's chin. Was that too much?
Too much is never enough.
Yeah, I felt like that was too much.
Don't be a pussy, dude. All right, so...
It's like we're doing everything we can to get as many listeners as possible and then see how quick we can drive them away.
I thought that was the stated goal. Is that not right? I thought we explicitly decided that. Our second episode was about abortion. We're so fucking stupid.
So I think we could probably end this one and just say that teachers should make more money. And we could leave it at that, and it would be a win.
Yes. As long as I get to say, support your teachers. If they're out there striking, stop by and chat them up, man. Give them your support. That's all I can say.
And I was going to say throw eggs at them.
don't do that. not just teachers. If anybody's out there striking, give them your support, man. Working man needs more.
You don't just make never just make blanket statements.
No, I am. I'm making a blanket statement. The working man always needs more.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know you don't believe that.
I do. I'm very much a man against corporation type of deal, you know what I mean? Corporations always have money to give, and the workers always need more. And I'm behind them.
The workers should be more frugal.
Fuck you.
Better yet, the worker should have been the one that came up with the idea to make all the money.
Okay. I agree. Been this. We had a great ending to our show. Support your teachers if they're striking.
All right, everybody. No, I'm not getting behind that. I'm not getting behind a statement like that. If you want to support the teachers in this particular school district on this particular case, that's your choice.
You're a pussy, dude.
No, it's not about being a pussy. I told you what I thought. They shouldn't go on strike because there's no money to be had. If we were in a rich school district, then I would say, by all means, go on strike. Get what's yours. But if there's no money there, it's the wrong time.
But there's never a right time. God, we were going to end this. We were doing so good.
When there's money to be had, it's the right time to try to get more money. When there is no money, that is the wrong time to get more money.
So when they go to strike next time, there'll be another reason why at that time there's no money. Oh, there's no money this time.
Does your wife give you an allowance?
Yes.
All right. So let's pretend that your allowance is $50 a week.
Okay.
And
I wish it was that much.
She comes to you and says, hey, I don't know what happened, but we have no money in the bank.
Yeah.
All I have left is this $50.
Yeah.
Are you going to then tell her, I'm not going to rail you anymore unless you give me $60?
The first thing I would say is, how many packages of ramen noodles do we have and how long can that last us?
No, I'm serious. So would you get in a fight with your wife if there's no money there for her to give you? There isn't any money.
No. No, not at all.
Why not? But
because
you look out in your driveway, there's two cars, right? I assume you guys have two cars?
But you're looking at, yes, we have two cars. You're looking at two totally different things. If my relationship between me and my wife isn't she gives me money, I work for the money. It doesn't work like that. There's no reason. Huh?
It does in this argument.
Oh, all right then.
You can still take the same premise. So I know you and your wife's relationship isn't a business. And no, I know that your wife didn't go to school for 4 years or 2 years or whatever to put up with you. But I do know that if you go to ask her for more money and she says that, look, here's the checking account, we're overdrawn, that's the end of the conversation. You're not going to say, I demand more money. You won't do it because you know it's not there. If she was to show you the checking account and there was $85,000 in there, you might try to bump it up. And I would. Well,
what if we had another property that we were throwing money at, and it just sat there? Do you think maybe we should do something about that other property that we're just letting sit and pay taxes on and pay maintenance on, or should we just throw money at it and
maybe they're going to make it a dodgeball arena? You don't know what the fuck they're doing with it.
God, that'd be awesome. Maybe they'll do laser tag. That'd be sweet.
All right,
you're glossing over this, and it's important. You want to keep glossing over this other administration building but it's important, and I'm not going to let you keep glossing over it. You know what I mean? And I'm sure if that's the case, then there's other ways that they can come up with the money. It's not just the, it's not as tight as they say.
So you're looking at this at just the school district level. You got to look at it holistically. It's the whole state, right? So the school district gets their budget from the state.
Yes.
The state is not going to raise their budget for anything. The state is not, right now there's not even a budget for any school district in the state.
Yeah.
So they can't sign a contract that says we want to pay you 2% more than what you were making last year, because
1.7
they can't sign a contract when there's no money. What?
1.7%.
Whatever.
We're not whatever. We're talking about 0.7%.
I understand how percentages work. That's if there's not.
But do you understand how 0.7% isn't very high?
Oh, 0.7 of a dollar isn't very high. 0.7 of $1 million is a little bit higher.
You do understand how percentages work. I thought we were ending this. We had it. We were good. All right. I'll even let you have the last word. Support your teachers if they're striking.
Or don't.
Your singing was a little flat that time. Barry, why don't you play an A for Steve? You got that, Steve?
Fuck this shit.
What's got into him?
He can't take criticism.
Well, great, there goes the band.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree